Hello and welcome to today's daily devotional. I'm glad not only that you took the time to view this, but also that you have an interest in what God's Word says to us. Today's scripture comes from the 72nd Psalm. We will begin in verse 18. Psalm 72, verse 18 and 19. Verse 18 begins this way. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only does wondrous things, and blessed be His glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with His glory. Amen and amen. Here are some quick observations about our scripture for today. In verse 18, God is mentioned as the Lord God. This reference shows that there is only one God. And to illustrate my point, here's a common idea in sentence structure that you may use at your home. I know I do. And the sentence is, I need to find the remote for the television. In both cases, the word the points to singular objects. Blessed be the Lord God, our one and only God. The God of Israel, that phrase points to those persons who have chosen to do God's will. Christians today can be considered as the spiritual Israel in the sense that we too can choose to do God's will. We need to be careful, however, not to let ourselves become more and more removed from God as the children of Israel did. If you remember, there were several times in the Old Testament when the children of Israel would not walk in the Lord as they should have, and their quality of life would erode. Things would continually worsen for them until they would cry to the Lord, or the Lord would raise someone up for them to bring them back into step with the Lord. We need to constantly check our path to see if it is in line with the idea of walking with God. And our God does do wondrous things. When you look at the book of Job, God talks to Job out of the whirlwind and mentions many things that he has done that we humans cannot fathom at all. I've listed five of them here, but there are many more mentioned in Job chapter 38 and 39, as well as throughout the rest of the Bible. Number one, he laid the foundations of the earth. Number two, he determined the measurements of the earth. Number three, he shut in the seas to make dry land appear. Number four, he commands the mornings. Number five, he knows life's dwelling place. And I can't answer these. Can you? In verse 19, we see that our God is glorious, and that we should all be filled with His glory. We should be glad to be alive and have the opportunity to let God's glory shine through us. For according to the 139th Psalm, verse 14, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. So we can take every opportunity today and every day to not only be in awe of our God, but to live for Him and show His glory in our actions. Thank you.